Okay, good morning. Republic of Texas radio show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And, you know, we've been going down a lot of different rabbit trails the past few weeks. And, you know, last week we had on, Tommy Attaway. You know, Tommy Attaway has an interesting worldview on history and where we are today. He's one of those people that are making a difference in the world, whether you agree with him or not. He's a good reflector of somebody that's trying to get the word out about a world that is not exactly the way it's being portrayed in the corporate media and the likes. That's why I have these kind of folks on, not necessarily because I agree with them. I agree with a lot of what he says, the majority of what he says. The week before, we had Rick Reinierson. Rick Reinierson, a major from the Air Force. We used to deal with him a lot on the cop watch type scenario thingamajig and, you know, talking about, well, his positions on, you know, some of the places the corporate United States of America is. Rick Reinierson was is a backer of a constitutional government, right, with powers of the government, you know, in the correct positions and whatnot. And, you know, he was willing to fight it all the way up to the Supreme Court, you know, illegal stop, seizure, detention. And it was a horrible thing. And in the end, he lost. Man, but that ain't the end of the story because, well, Rick has teeth. He grabs onto something and he keeps going. I guess this show really is about people that are working to make a difference and, you know, they just keep going no matter what the cost. My thoughts go back to Abbie Hoffman in the Vietnam era, you know, one of the early crazy activists. Now, all those activists of yore or whatever, old day, you know, they had different tactics and different techniques and different, adversaries. They had different adversaries and, you know, they were countered. Abbie Hoffman himself, if you know nothing about that era, the era of Vietnam, and the Vietnam was when they rebranded wars into police action and then just kind of like slowly encroached and then engaged. And we could do a whole show on Vietnam, but Abbie Hoffman himself gave us an interesting story about one man that was able to figure out a way to galvanize people and point them and focus that energy and do good with it. It was an era of, well, big mass assemblies of humanity saying, no, we don't want war. Whatever happened to that? Whatever changed, right? Now everybody's sitting there going, hey, you know, this is terrible. We shouldn't bomb Syria. We should bomb Syria. There was a big protest initially when they started going into Syria somewhere, what was that, 2014, right? No war on Syria. We're still there, folks. You know, it's still a mess. But there were no big marches. And if there were big marches, marches are a thing of the past. You know, the internet, the broadcaster, the individual, the caller, you know, all that is the important part today. You know, we have a much different world than the world of Abbie Hoffman, and he showed how he could use shenanigans to raise his visibility, I guess. Yeah, visibility is the right word. So when I look at Abbie Hoffman and all the works that he did, right, you know, the guy lived from look at that. He lived from the early 30s to the late 80s. And it's a dang shame. He taught us an awful lot. And I think he was a good person, but I don't know. You really can't tell because, you know, in history, people will sit there and history will be changed. And they change the history. And they don't tell you the truth. So you have to dig through history. But I haven't seen anything yet that told me negative stuff about Abbie Hoffman. I kind of added Abbie Hoffman into what I've been thinking about a little bit. Was it earlier or later? Just recently, just a few hours ago when I was waking up and I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about. It's kind of a holdover from last week. And we'll get right into that. But first, let's go ahead and see if Alan's on the line. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yep, I made it.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show. Let's check on Doc. Knock a doc. No doc yet, huh? Okay. We'll keep going. He'll be with us shortly. But kind of what I was dealing with, Alan, I don't know if you heard the early part, but Abby Hoffman, back in the day, right, back in the 60s, somebody that moved people and really created a trouble point for the United States' need for war with Vietnam. You know, he was an incredible activist. Have you studied at all about Abby Hoffman, or do you know the story?
Oh, bits and pieces of it, I believe. Back when they would have called him a long-haired hippie commie pinko fag.
Yeah, that was that whole thing of, well, we don't need to counter what he's saying, we just call him names, right? And that was, I mean, it was, since that time, they learned an awful lot of dealing with the activists from Abby Hoffman, because, well, he kind of used the same tactics where, you know, he went to court and he stopped by a pig farm and brought a pig into court. You know, so it was a bunch of shenanigans, and but it was interesting because Abby Hoffman, he had a goal. He didn't like the Vietnam War, and he used whatever he could to get out of that or to try to stop that. In the end, they found out that, well, they had an assortment of individuals, a whole three-lettered group was sitting there working on destroying Abby Hoffman. He must have been important then. At least that's what we were told. Hey, Doc, are you there? Let's try it again. Okay, then.
Wow, hey, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, I see him over in the chat room, so I'm going to keep going. Yeah? Well, I hear you have an open line, Doc, but you're not coming through loud and clear. So why don't you song? Nah, I've never heard Doc sing. We probably don't want him singing. He does play guitar really nice. Anyways, that's too much information. So the reason I started with Abby Hoffman is because last week I wanted to talk a little bit about the reality manipulators, right? And what we do to actually counter the manipulation of our society, you know, through the consciousness, through the schools, through the media, and whatnot. And to me, I see that, you know, everybody has their own place in this universe, right, in how we change things, how we turn it around. There are individuals out there that have a remarkably different message than the message that I share. Some want to talk about, you know, well, the very focus of our reality manipulators, and they point to they and them, and that's it. We need to teach they and them, and that's it. And let's just stop talking about the world around us because, well, all we're doing is talking about the world around us. I don't agree with that, but I don't necessarily think that you're wrong when you say that we should only be talking about. But I think that that's more of what you should be talking about, not necessarily what I'm talking about, what Alan should be talking about. You know, that's very important to me. You know, Alan's an incredibly different character, individual, than I am. His communication vectors are completely different, and that's why I like him. But I never tell him how to do things or how to communicate to people, and he never tells me, right? He'll tell what he does, but it's not about that. We all communicate differently. Now, my Skype thingy shows another black blarb thing, and that usually represents Dave. Are you there, Dave?
I'm here. I think I got forgotten.
You got forgotten? Oh, no, you didn't. So, yeah, the network just disconnected you. You came on, you dropped off. And sorry about that. You're back. That's good. We're dealing with the new activists, the old activists. We were talking a little bit about Abby Hoffman in the 60s and, you know, how he started everything. Well, he didn't really start everything. But he's one of my earlier touch points on people that would take it upon themselves to counter what's being fed to the entire population. And he was very successful. What do you know about Abby Hoffman?
Are you speaking in my way?
I'm speaking to you, Doc.
Well, I know he stirred up an awful lot back then. And you got a lot of attention. I don't know if that kind of protest and bringing attention ever really the people in power think they're appeasing the groups and shutting them up, but
Well, you're kind of breaking up again. You know, man, it's kind of crazy that you always have problems with Skype on this, and we don't have trouble with your Skype in other places. But hey, maybe that's part of the Abbie Hoffman thing, going at you at all different venues, and they think that this venue is. It would be wonderful if they thought this venue was something to attack, right? And I know Republic Broadcasting has been under attack quite a few times, right? Now, who attacked Republic Broadcasting? Who took it down years ago? And who does these DOS attacks on networks? Is it the government, or is it individuals that are just playing around because they can, just to want to do? We don't know yet. Jason? We're not supposed to say Jason. Capital J-A-S-O-N. Anyways, that's a fun one. And they say that once you say the word Jason, you know, it all hell breaks loose. But then that's lore. But it's not, because there is a Jason group. And maybe we're there. But the group I wanted to talk to you folks about was really, I'm kind of a broken record. And it all works together. It's a group called the American Planning Association. Now, I'm sorry if I keep hitting this, and you know, for my long-term listeners, you've heard it before, and you'll hear me repeat it over and over again, because a group called the American Planning Association, they meet in public. Right, they have a website. It's called planning.org, and inside there you can get information on how to be a planner and what planners stand for. Now, one of the things that I noticed about the American Planning Association is their close, set of goals. The goals that the American Planning Association has, and the goals that Agenda 21 and, you know, Agenda 2030 now, they have in common, right? And they are planning for the future. Now, it's actually a career move, right? If you want to become a planner, you can go over to planning.org and sign up, and you can help bring little tiny, tiny houses to a neighborhood near you. You can deal with all those wonderful issues. And last week, we barely touched on a document called Dealing with the New Activists. Now, the document why it resonated for me is back in around 2011, 2012, when this document came out, it was made by a person named George M. Homewood. Right. And he's part of the Virginia chapter of the American Planning Association. And back in 2011, found out that there was a whole bunch of different people joining the meetings. Now, they were used to the same. Right. So they'd go into a meeting and they'd say, here's our agenda. And before the meeting, they'd already have had conversations with the print media. And they'd feed them stories. They'd had conversations with your city council, with your mayor. And so they had an approach vector. Now, you can find the documents on how they deal with the city council and with news organizations. It's well outlined within planning.org. So me saying that, well, it's backed by documentation of how they say they do it. I'm not making this up, folks, and I'm not Alex Jones, right? You know, and I'm not saying he's making that up either, but he likes to say, well, I'm not making this up, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, so let's see. So moving on. Guys, they noticed that all their tactics weren't working. And so George Homewood took it upon himself to try to figure out what's going on. He tries to outline this in this one thing. Who are the new activists? He says that to a great extent, the new activists are truly new to the process. They are not old political hands, and to a remarkable and to a degree, they seem to be relatively immune to being co-opted by existing parties or the political establishment. Now, when I hear that, it's kind of crazy because they didn't just join the Young Republicans or the Young Democrats or whatever you want to call them and walk through the system and learn about compromising and getting behind the right person for the good of the Republican-Democon party. That's the old hat. That's the old guard. And so in 2011, when I first came across this little article, it might be 12, I went, whoa, these are the guys, man. These are the manipulators behind the manipulators. And they're sitting formulating the bonding, the adhesive nature of communication. They're why they can sit there and get the one outlet of communication. Take Fredericksburg, Texas. We have a little paper, and you know it has the same message as does the message that comes out from the city power and electric company's bill every month that contains, you know, propaganda for why the city council is great and doing everything that's wonderful, and why the city council always has, you know, a uniform stance, even though it seems to argue with itself somewhat. They go on retreats and they have all these folks in there to help facilitate the retreats where they get manipulated. But they probably don't get too manipulated because they've already bought the Kool-Aid. Anyways, so that's them, right? That's the American Planning Association, planning.org. They're out there and they knew what it took to change the world. But we've been entering into a new world, you know, back in, well, whatever. How far back do you want to go? You can go back to the whatever, 1980s, 1990s, when shortwave took a message to the world. And you can go back to newspapers that were handed out and mailed out to all sorts of people. The gun shows were really good at getting communitaric, but really esoteric just means hidden knowledge. But they talked about a lot of stuff about the bankers and so forth. But the amplification really came when the internet started hitting a, you know, high resonance frequency, and when things like Republic Broadcasting were created. Now, Republic Broadcasting was created back in, you know, their first rendition was back in the 90s, and it pushed through, and, you know, in turn, the actual Republic Broadcasting, I forget, Ken, was that 2007, 2004, somewhere around there? Well, yeah, it just gets me. But these constructs, these places in the universe that would gather a whole bunch of disparate individuals, and it became a place where we could sit there and say, hey, this is what we see, right? I see this. I see it. I see it happening. It became a place where just, you know, not only hosts would gather and tell you what they think is important, like myself. I got up this morning and I, you know, went through the motions. I assembled a team a while back of Alan and Doc, right? They both comprise a different viewpoint. We're similar for sure, but we have a different view on everything. And I kind of like that to balance it out. But so the host's job is to bring something entertaining, enlightening, new, whatever, and to try to get you, well, engaged. Then we have the callers. The callers all have their own opinion on what's going on in the world and what's important. And a lot of times they have, well, more information, and that's good. Hey, we got a guest coming up here in a little bit, but we're going to take this quick break and just hang in there, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, so I've been talking about activists and broadcasters and things like that. We've got Darren Weeks going to be joining us here shortly. But I wanted to kind of set the stage of where I wanted to go last week. And, well, maybe it's just the stage as we progress as where we're going. You know, different people will take a high horse or not a high horse, maybe take a stool and stand up and tell you what's important. 2 weeks ago we had, and I'll let you guys talk here in a little bit, so hang in there, Alan and Dave. But 2 weeks ago we had Rick Reinerson call in, and he was telling us about his cop watch days, a little bit about this and that. And, you know, I got off the phone and he said, dude, you really... stuff is coming up, and maybe you want to keep your eye out. And I did. And I found out that just recently the article started flowing out that Bainbridge, it's Bainbridge Island, right? You know, Rick Reinerson, he's a retired major in the Air Force. And, you know, he good job of, you know, well, staying in the military, flying them jets. I believe he flew the cargo transports and all that stuff. Anyways, he was dealing with a problem over on Bainbridge Island. You know, there's this guy, right? He was named Clarence Morwaki. He's an activist, too. Wow, another activist. But he was more than an activist. He was a city councilman. He held all these other political positions and whatnot, and he was a key to forming this thing called the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial. Wow. Man, that's a lot of words chained together. In short, it's just a memorial for all the Japanese that were rounded up and during World War II and detained for no other reason besides they were Japanese. So, yeah, I think that that was wrong of them to do that. That's totally wrong. You should never be rounding people up just because, right? And they should do it. But, of course, Rick kind of took the position that, hey, that's really good, dude. You know, I really like that. But what about the current policies in the United States of America? You know, what about the NDAA? Rick kept asking him. Well, soon after, you know, Rick started asking. Rick, if for the people that don't know, if you listen to the show, you'll remember Chuck Smith. He's kind of similar to Rick Reinerson, as he will not stop a conversation. So he kept having a conversation with this gentleman. I don't know, he's a gentleman. But Clarence Morwacki, you know, he kept having a conversation. He was kicked off his Facebook page. He created his own Facebook page and kept having the conversation outside of, well, Yukaki's Facebook page. Well, that became really annoying to this Clarence guy, right? And he's sitting there going, I'm a wonderful person, and I think the NDAA is good. And, well, Rick wouldn't let that go. Dang activists. They have their opinion, and they're going to get them out there. So, well, he ramped it up. Now, he would sit there, and he even went so far as to getting Google to have paid promotional spots, right? Putting his point of view out there, saying, hey, you know, you didn't like the Japanese being rounded up. Why should we allow the United States to round up people for no apparent reason, just because the National Defense Authorization Act is in? You know, detainment is not legal under the Constitution. Well, this kind of resonated in a man that has power like Clarence. You know, took that to his friends, and they went after Rick with cyber-stalking. Dun, dun, dun! He's cyber-stalking him. Now, what they're saying in that case is, well, they're saying that it is he never threatened, but he harassed, right? And, well, having a counterpoint view, harassment is actually allowed within the Constitution. And, well, become it's now a First Amendment issue heading for the Supreme Court. He's being backed by Eugene Volkel. I can't pronounce that name. But it's heading up there, whether you can actually have a differing opinion of somebody else in cyberspace. And they went ahead and, I mean, they went crazy on him to the point where they put an order in place where he couldn't even go into his front house. I'm going to have to do a lot more on this story. We'll keep going. Republic of Texas Radio, bottom of the first hour. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I haven't heard yet from Ken that we got Darren on the line, so we'll just keep going until I get that kind of confirmation, and we'll see where we go. Hey, what do you think about what I'm talking about there today, Alan? Mean anything? Is it just futile?
Except for everyone out there, if you got a city manager, if you got a city administration, the American Planning Association is the one who they get sent to teach them what to do and how to do what they're doing to us. If you've got a city manager, look at his resume. I guarantee you there's probably a green award from the American Planning Association or something in there in his background. It'll have something from the APA. So, I think this is one of the institutions that we're really fighting, all of us out there who are looking for the truth and trying to do what's right. Because these people are the ones who teach everyone how to Delphi. They Delphi everyone, takes a good person and makes them feel impotent. You know, you've got some kind of input into what goes on, and they're just mind-screwing you from the start.
Yeah, definitely. It is kind of crazy. And I don't know what to do about it except get louder, right? You know, and that doesn't mean going to the city council meeting. You know, it really doesn't. I saw we had Darren for a minute there. Hey, Darren, are you there? He says I am here, but here he is not. Wow, that's a rhyme. Or not really a very good one. Anyways, so I was talking about Richard Lee, you know, and his local stuff, right, and how he was dealing with stuff. And it's kind of crazy because, Alan, you know, not Richard Lee. Rick Reinerson, and one of his other AKAs is Richard Lee. But he is in a interesting little position. And hey, let me try to get Darren really quick before I finish this. Darren, Mr. Darren. Nope. Oh, okay. We're bringing him on another machine. That one doesn't seem to kind of work for us today. Anyways, we'll have him here in a second. Hang on, folks. But when you take it to the local people, I guess my point is, Alan, like Richard, I'm sorry, Rick Reinerson.
Hello?
Hello, Darren.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing a little... Yeah, we're doing well. You know, I've got a little bit of a run on of. I've had a lot to share and a lot to talk about. And I was just talking about the American Planning Association and one of our past guests who has been fighting an issue over, it's a First Amendment right, the right to criticize a politician and a public figure on Facebook. And he's been... Well, taken off of Facebook, and he's had a bunch of charges leveled against him of cyber stalking and whatnot. And it's going to be an interesting case if they're able to get this over on him. And I don't know. It's just going to be fascinating. But I take a look at this whole thing, and the reason I'm bringing up so many different subjects so far, and I know you haven't been with us for too long, but is because I see... This thing I kind of started mentioning to you last week, and I'm pretty sure that you were familiar with it in the past. It's called it's a document called "Dealing with the New Activist" by George Homewood, and he started telling us how they're going to need to shift their tactics to deal with individuals like, well, you and me. I mean, we're not at the front lines at the city councils every day. We may be showing up there, but that's what they were talking about. But yeah. You and I, we do something different. We communicate to the masses. Do you feel like you're part of the new activists?
Well, I don't really know why they would consider us new activists. We've been around for a long time. I will say that this is a positive thing that they came out with this document, because in the past, what the other side has always done is pretty much ignore us and pretend like we don't exist. The fact that they have to acknowledge our existence is really speaks volumes to the progress that we have made in waking people up and getting people motivated. So it's real easy for many of us to get discouraged about what's going on in America and how we don't seem to be getting any traction a lot of times. But what we have to do is look back and see where we were maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Those of us who have been in a movement long enough to remember what things were like way back when, we can look back and get kind of a gauge as to how far we've come. You've got the vast majority of people in America right now, Steve, that their eyes are open now. I mean, after years and years of years of pounding the desk, sitting behind microphones, screaming the information at the top of our lungs, trying to get this message out to the mainstream, the Patriot message has really gone mainstream. I mean, to the point where now you've got people like Donald Trump coming along and trying to tap into that and use that for political purposes. Now, I'm not very optimistic about the direction that Donald Trump has taken the country. I see a lot of privatization going on. I see a lot of efforts to turn our highways into toll roads. I just went out west probably a few weeks ago, and it was quite an enlightening experience, especially driving through the state of Illinois. It was terrible. And I mean, every time you turn around on the highway, Interstate 90, they're bending you over wanting more tolls from you. Now, to imagine the entire country being that way is just phenomenal. But this has been an agenda for a long time. And of course, I know you talk about Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 on your show all the time. This is a big issue because a key component of Agenda 21 is to get us out of our cars. And toll roads would be a major component of that. Toll roads would make a big step in that direction. And so, but Elaine Chao in Congress, they were just having hearings the other day in Congress how they're going to transform the highway system. And of course, one of the big components of Trump's campaign was infrastructure spending. So I'm not very optimistic as to the direction he's going to take it. I think I think what he's effectively doing is putting people to sleep. I see a lot of hero worship on various websites that used to be beacons of truth, and I just have a real problem with hero worship, as you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Trump is an oddity, right? You know, or well, Alan, I don't know. What do you think, Alan? Is Trump an oddity or is he planned?
Man, I don't know. Hey, Darren. You know, it's one of those things where if you've studied what these people are doing and what they've done and what they're planning on doing, if you've studied enough of it, you can kind of figure out that, I still would like to think that there's some hope. But once again, you put your hope in one person. That's what they want us doing. That's the game they've got us playing. So, I don't have much
trust. We're the hope.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to be our own hope. We have to be, our own heroes, as I always say. You know, the thing is that nobody's going to make it happen unless we make it happen. But if we look at and see the progress that we've made, you know, they don't deal with opposition unless they're feeling the heat. They're feeling the opposition. And, you know, I was just driving around the other day with my wife up in Lansing, capital city here, about 40 minutes away from my location. And we were driving around town, and I was pointing out, you know, the mixed-use housing that's going on up there. You know, that's a big component of it as well, where everything you need, Agenda 21 basically dictates that everything you need is supposed to be within a 5-mile radius. All of our cities are being revamped. All of our cities are being designed so that you don't need an automobile. And you can see this with the businesses on the ground level, and you got high-rise apartments up, you know, starting on the second floor and higher. And I'm driving around town, and I'm pointing this out. Look here. This is mixed use. This is mixed use. This is mixed use. It's everywhere. And then here in the city of Jackson, just about 15 minutes out away, they're tearing down houses in a big way. I mean, the local city council here is just on a terror in the last few years. You know, even good houses, you know, they call it blight, tear them down. Somebody buys an old house, decides to fix it up. They're away. You know, one gentleman the newspaper interviewed, he had sunk a lot of money into renovations for a house he had bought. He went home for the night after working on it, came back a day or two later, and the thing was gone. He didn't know the thing had been slated to be demolished, and he sunk all this money in it, and the city council had decided to, we think that's blight, we're going to tear it down.
So, rewilding, right? Rewilding, I believe, is what they call it. Rewilding.
Well, in this case, it's right in the middle of the city. But that's one another thing that they go to war on is this whole concept of urban sprawl, you know, which I say, you know, it's better. Because they always talk about cities being overcrowded. What are we going to do about the overcrowding problem? And I think it's better if people spread out. It's better if people are not all living in the same place. You know, and the fuzzy little creatures can live alongside of us. We've always lived with fuzzy little creatures. But they've got this problem here where, you can't intrude into the middle of the forest because, you might disturb the owls. Those owls are living out there, and we got all this other fuzzy little stuff living out there. And so this has been the problem with, you know, take the spotted owl, for instance, out west. How many people lost their livelihoods and were terrorized by the experts with the degrees and the letters after their names? And then after that, after they put the logging business out of business, then he found out, maybe the experts were wrong. It was the barred owl that was causing the spotted owl to be terrorized. But but they didn't put those livelihoods back together, did they? You know,
nope.
So they it's didn't. Just it's all of this nonsense that's being pushed everywhere, and people need to realize what's going on. But it's involvement, and that's the thing. I want to give your listeners hope. People, we have made a lot of progress. When you've got the mainstream media now trying to label us, organizations like Republic Broadcasting Network, fake news. You know, fake news has been, this is a plan, this is an idea to try to shut us down. And they've been hanged with that moniker themselves because, it's kind of fun to sit back and watch CNN crash and burn. Because it seems like every single week they do something to themselves. We don't even have to say anything about them anymore. They're pretty much falling on their own sword. So
right. Even Megyn Kelly's legs couldn't get them out of that one, could they?
No. Well, she's
and that's
a
the wonderful point. I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, that fake news is a concept that I had in the past, and I wasn't involved in changing it around from them leaving us fake news. And actually, you mentioned that to me last week when we were talking, and I'm going, wow, how did that happen? Because first of all, they said fake news got Donald Trump elected, and then, I believe Donald Trump was the one that really shifted the tide on that. Everybody echoed, oh, no, you're fake news. And then Donald Trump in his, little speeches, he said, no, you are fake news, and that kind of like pushed it over the top. It was kind of like, I like to call it co-opting a false flag, right? A false flag saying that you are one thing, and then all of a sudden it turned around on them. And that's happening more often than not, it seems, Darren. We had the deplorables, which, they wrapped it in, right, and said, okay, yeah, we're the deplorables, and stood high. It's wonderful. I really like it. Hey, let me drag you back a little bit to what we were talking about during the first half hour. Now, there's this guy, Rick Reinerson. He's a former major, right? He's on Facebook. He's politically active, and he does not like the NDAA, right? And so he's been going after this one gentleman, and I don't know, he's a gentleman, but I know he exists. His name is Clarence Morokai, and he's the head of the Japanese, got a monument for all the people that were interned illegally, during World War II. They should never intern Japanese people illegally. And so Rick gets in this online argument with him on Facebook and says, hey, what about the NDAA? You should be standing against that. And he says, no, I think we need that. He's like, you're a hypocrite. So he gets kicked off of Facebook. Now, what I'd like to say about that whole subject, and it's going to become a bigger case as we go along, is that area that he lives in, I wanted to say region, but that's a programming thing, that area is miles away from Evergreen State College. So, you've got all these people sitting there, banned white people at the college day. It is so politically correct, yet they can't see anything. So it's kind of like he's sitting there in an echo chamber of the Democratic, the Russians did it. We're politically correct. We were for this and that. And I'm going, man, why the heck are you over there? He says, it's a beautiful island. I've been here all my time, and I love this island. I'm from here. So I don't know. It's weird. But I went through and check this out, Darren. This is what really tickled me. They do have some opposition over there because it's a website. It's a news site. It's called Kitsap Sun, .com. And one of the opinion pieces says, would activists welcome tiny homes in their streets? And the guy goes, I'm all for tiny home concept for the homeless, Friday, July 14th, as long as the first ones are built either next door to our county commissioner's house or, next to the county leaders who are championing this project. So where do you think the concept of tiny homes came from? Well, I know you know, Aaron.
Well, I think it came from the other side, the very people that are trying to scale down our lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, what blows me away is I see even in the purported Patriot websites, the whole concept of tiny homes being promoted as a solution. And, people, there seems to be this somewhat, you got a break coming up, don't you?
It should be here. The music.
Yeah, I'll hold off. Let you take the break.
Okay. We'll take the break. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, Republic of Texas Radio. We've got Darren Weeks on the line, and the music kind of jumped and bumped us a little bit. Hey, Darren, why don't you finish that thought?
Well, that's okay. I noticed during the break the board operator was saying something about my audio being hot, so let me know if this is a little better. I lowered it a little bit. I don't want to
overdrive. It does sound a lot better. It sounded like you were over-modulating for a little bit there.
Okay. Well, very good.
Clear, man.
We were talking before the break about the tiny homes and who came up with the concept. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how the Patriot, so certain people in the Patriot realm, looking more of a simplistic type of lifestyle. And so I think our movement, and I try to give people the benefit of a doubt until I have a reason to not give them the benefit of a doubt, because I think there's certain people in the movement that are very quick to jump on anything and say, all right, you must be a shill for the other side. And when we do that, we end up potentially shooting ourselves in the foot and potentially turning good allies, you know, making them into enemies. So until I have a reason to say somebody is necessarily definitely clear-cut shill for the other side, I try to give them somewhat of a benefit of a doubt. But I also think that there's a lot of leftists who have also been waking up to a lot of these issues. I think 9/11 was a big issue that brought a lot of people into the movement who were traditionally more liberal and leftist. So some of the people that we'd kind of say were more of a progressive slash communist worldview, but they do it maybe unknowingly as to what it's all about. And they're coming in and they're seeing this thing, and somehow simple living kind of appeals to them. And so this whole concept of tiny homes, living a more simple lifestyle, getting away from extravagance and all that, kind of appeals to them. So they put some of these, and many of these people are writers, and they put out articles, and they're promoting these ideas. The problem is, what they fail to understand is, this is exactly the way the other side wants us to live. This is exactly the way, I mean, they don't want us being extravagant. No, they're the ones that want to have the private jets. They're the ones that want to have the huge, massive carbon footprint, despite the fact that they're lecturing us. Oh, you're damaging the environment. You're destroying the planet. It's all this global warming, yada, yada, yada. So, so I guess my thinking on the whole tiny home idea is that sometimes it's necessary to scale back your lifestyle because, let's face it, we've got the centralized fractional reserve banking system here, which is stealing the wealth off the general population everywhere you turn. You've got unemployment, which is just deliberately being promoted. And of course, Make America Great Again, as we just covered on our show yesterday. By the way, governamerica.com is where you can get the radio program. But about the fact that Trump has is extending worker visas. He's increasing those. We're supposed to be putting American jobs back to work, and why is Trump doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing in a lot of areas, Darren. It's kind of scary. Asset forfeiture is now, going to be promoted. I mean, we're sliding both directions at once. It's crazy. And I do hear the music. Hang on, folks. Hour two, Republic of Texas Radio. We got Darren Weeks, governedamerica.com. He'll be on for the next hour. We'll be taking your calls as well. Hang in there.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.